and teeth on the bottom. And then you got this frame and a little turnbuckle on the top of these two frames that holds that saw. And you grab hold of that and you've got a good hold on your saw. They'll cut pretty fast. They're for rough work.
How about you're going to saw planks? A carpenter doesn't. If a carpenter wants to saw some boards, does he saw them on a sawbuck or
Boards? Why, no, he generally has a buzz saw.
Well, I mean, what do you lay the boards across? You talked about when you use a buck saw, you put the boards across the sawbuck. Is that right?
Yes.
And is that X-shaped?
Yes, that saw has.
I mean, the sawbuck shaped like
yes,
that.
Sir.
You put the boards through there.
Yes, sir.
How about the thing that you put them across is shaped like an A, you know? The carpenters use these things. They don't put their... are they called sawbucks, too, or something else?
Well, now, I don't know where you got an A business. I don't know if any
actually,
that ain't commonly used.
That shape...
I know the old froze that they arrived out... shingles with.
Shaped like that, see? And you put the boards across them?
Oh, trestles.
Trestles. That's what I want.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get these sometimes.
Yes, if I go. Yes, a trestle.
I don't want to say it for you, see?
Yeah,
you've
got to have trestles if you want to do some carpenter work.
Right.
You've got to have your trestles.
Now, if you want to get your hair to look nice, you can comb it with a comb, or you can do something else with a stiff, fix your hair.
Well, I've got a brush.
That's right.
Hair brush.
That's what I wanted to know, okay. you want to sharpen your razor, you sharpen it on a...
hone.
Okay. You ever use any other term? Any other word for that besides a razor?
Well, you have a grindstone and a wet rock. Very commonly used.
Uh-huh. You don't use the word razor. You sharpen the razor on a long leather
strap. Razor strap.
And you go hunting with a gun, you have to be sure to put some something like shells on the, they call them, use shells with a shotgun. With a rifle.
Gun shells.
That would be with a shotgun, I believe, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you put in a rifle?
Well, the cartridges.
And how about... children get on a board sometimes. Maybe they put it on a trestle.
Teeter.
And there's some kinds of things they get on that go around and around like that. It's a homemade toy, you know, that goes around a circle. You have any term for that? Homemade.
Well, I know there's a darn many of them.
Do you call it Flying Jenny?
It may be a Flying Jenny or what have you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, when you want to carry coal, you used to have a coal furnace. You carry coal over to the furnace. You carry it in a what? When you want to carry the coal over to the furnace to put it in, you carry it in some container. It's called a
coal bucket.
And you want to got some dirt in the front yard. You want to take it to the backyard. You shovel it into your thing that you carry. Got a wheel on the front, it's got a big loading thing, it's got a couple of handles out here. You carry the dirt in here. Looks something like that. This is a wheel.
A cart?
You ever call a wheel?
Huh?